Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about aesthetics and you. You know, in my practice, I do functional medicine, right? And functional medicine is really an evolution. First, I start out with traditional conventional medicine. You know, and traditional medicine is where someone comes in, they have symptoms such as pain or cough or fever, and you give them some medications for the symptoms. You see, no one ever comes in and says that they have a pneumonia. They come in and say, well, my chest hurts because I've been coughing a lot, or I have fever, or I have pain. That's what they come in saying, all right? And so the doctor immediately gives them something for the pain, and maybe something for the fever, or maybe something for the cough, all right? So traditional medicine is you wait till a symptom comes up, and then you treat the symptom. Then from that, I moved on to bioidentical hormones. And in that model, what I did was when someone came in, we did a full evaluation, and we found out where everything was. And when things were low, we made them back to where they used to be. And when they were high, we brought them down to where they need to be. And basically, we optimized people's hormones naturally. And when I say naturally, it means that we put it in, we give them medications which, when it appears in the body thinks that it has made it. So in other words, it looks identical to what the body makes. That's different from synthetic medications, which when it goes into the body, your brain says, what is that? I have never seen that before. I have been making testosterone, estrogen, or progesterone all my life, and it has never looked like that. So your body just tries to decide, is it something that I can use or not use? And your body has to make a decision. Should I break it down, destroy it? Should I sick my immune system on it? Should I send it to the liver to destroy it? What should I do with it? And when it does get onto your cell says, you know, it just doesn't fit quite right, because normally testosterone fits a little different from the way this testosterone fits, or the way this estrogen fits is not the way the estrogen use of it. And so your body has to make a decision on this. So synthetic does not look like what your body has made all its life. Natural looks exactly like what your body makes. So when your body breaks down a natural hormone, it breaks it up the same way it's been breaking down hormones all your life. When it breaks down a synthetic hormone, there are pieces of it which is completely different from the pieces that normally is broken down to, and those pieces can be actually more toxic to your body than what was already there. All right? And then we went from traditional medicine to bioidentical hormone optimization to functional medicine. And what is functional medicine? Functional medicine is when you look at someone and you try to prevent them from having problems in the future. And the way you do is you provide the body the things it needs so that it can do the best job possible. Let me give you an example. If we plant a tree, and the tree is in rocky soil that is low in minerals and vitamins, and you don't water the tree will die. Now, if you plant the same tree, and now you give the tree all the raw materials it needs, all the minerals and vitamins, all the water it needs, all the sunlight it needs, now the tree grows the way it does. So in functional medicine, what we do is we provide the body with the proper raw materials so the body can actually function the way it should function, and it can make the best cells possible and makes the best nutrients possible because of what you did. So functional medicine is an evolution from conventional medicine to bioidentical to functional medicine. And so in functional medicine, you give your body whatever it needs to make the things it needs so that the things can work properly. So let's say that your testosterone is low. Well, you figure out why it's low, and you help the body make the correct amount of testosterone by giving it all the raw materials that it needs, and then affecting the testicles so that the testicles can make the right amount of testosterone. If you're low in growth hormone, then we make sure that the pituitary have all the raw materials it needs so that it can make the proper amount of growth hormone. And when you do that, then your body doesn't need to be given growth hormone or given testosterone or estrogen, for that matter, any of the hormones, because your body is making it naturally. Right? So that's functional medicine. Now, so we've gone from that evolution. And, you know, once we have started making the inside feel better, then we got to make the outside feel better. And we have a bunch of patients who come in because they want to look good. Not everyone that wants to look good necessarily wants to feel good. But usually we find that when someone is sick, they don't care how they look. But when they start getting healthy, then they start caring about how they look, because sick people do not want sex. They don't care about sex, but healthy people want sex. And so if they want sex, they got to look good to attract the opposite sex so that they can have sex. So we find that as our practice gets healthier, our patients who initially came in to get their bodies inside feeling better and getting their bodies more optimal, and so that they can be 29 like me, now they want to look good. All right. And so what are some of the tools we have to help you look good? Well, let's first talk about body composition. You know, we check body composition all the time. We look at how much muscle you have, how much fat you have, make sure your skin is the right color, make sure you don't have blemishes on your skin, make sure the fat is where it needs to be, the muscle is where it needs to be. So you move, you make sure everything works where it is. And so when things are not where they need to be, we can go ahead and take the fat from where it's not wanted, and we could put the fat where it's needed. So we do tickle liposuction, and liposuction is very natural in the sense that you don't need anesthesia. We just put a little set up a little IV bag with some lidocaine in it and some other medications in the saline bag, and then we put it under your skin into your fat. It numbs the fat up. And then we take a tiny, tiny, tiny little cannula that's probably about half a centimeter wide, and we introduce that cannula into the fat area. And with the tickle lipo, it vibrates. And it vibrates at the frequency of the fat cells, which allows it to target the fat cells, and it vibrates and removes the fat cells from your body. Now, that's very, very important because it targets fat cells. If the catheter hits the nerves or the arteries, or if it hits the bone, or if it hits anything else, it or muscle, guess what? The vibrating cannula stops vibrating. So it only targets fat cells, and it removes them. Now, what is very, very nice about that is that normally, whatever fat cells you have at puberty, you will keep for the rest of your life. And you will actually gain more fat cells if you overeat, but you're never going to lose fat cells. And usually, when your body gets toxic, the fat cells gobble up the toxins, and then when that happens, your fat cells get fat. And when the fat cells get fat, you gain inches and you gain weight. All right? When we detox you, we force the fat cells to give off the toxins. And when the fat cells give off the toxins, your fat cells shrink. And when they shrink, you lose inches and you lose weight. So weight loss is a toxicity problem. The more toxic you have, the more fat you have. The less toxic you have, the less fat you have. All right? So it's very important when we use tickle liposuction, we actually remove the fat cells from your body. So now if you overeat, you won't have the fat cells to get fat, so you will not gain weight as quickly as you did previously. And from the areas where we remove the fat cells from, guess what? That area won't get as fat as other areas. Because generally, when you get toxic, you get all your fat cells all over your body, get fat, so you gain weight all over your body. But normally, where you have the most fat cells is what you notice. So if you have the most fat cells in your butt, when you gain weight, your butt will get very big. If you have the most fat cells in your abdomen, when you gain weight, your abdomen will get really big. If you have more fat cells in your breast, when you gain weight, your breast will get big. And when you lose weight, your breast will shrink. Right? And so that's how it works. So tickle liposuction, what's nice about it is that we remove the fat cells from your body. Now, that's different from laser liposuction, because laser liposuction actually burns the fat cells. And when it does that, the fat cells release the toxins into your body, and your body can be overloaded with toxins, which can cause a big problem with your kidneys and your liver. So it's always best to remove the fat cells, which is what tickle liposuction does. Now, after we take the fat cells from, and traditionally we do lipo wherever you have extra fat, so it could be a belly, it could be a back, it could be your hips, it could be your legs, it could be your neck, it could be your arms, wherever it is, we take it out. And we can always take some of that fat and put it back into your butt and give you a Brazilian butt lift by putting the fat in the butt. We can even put fat in the breasts, or we can take the fat and put it in the face if you've lost a lot of volume in your face. You know, a lot of people come in to get fillers in their face. Fillers are very, very expensive. But putting fat in your face is a lot better, because the fat cells last forever, as opposed to fillers, which may last 8 months to up to a year and a half. So in general, and it's a lot cheaper, and you put a lot more fat in your face than you can fillers. Traditionally, if you were to get a 1 cc of 1 milliliter of a filler, let's say something like a Juvederm Voluma, that will cost about $800 for 1 cc. I mean, you can literally have 100 cc's of fat to put in your face from the fat you remove. So it's 100 times more volume than you can with fillers. So fat for your face is a lot better and stays a lot longer. Now, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to us about aesthetics and you. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at all the bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the local bookshelf. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So we're talking about aesthetics and you. So next on the topic is PRP. Now, PRP can be used for lots of things. But the main thing PRP is platelet-rich plasma. We get it from your blood. In your blood, you have healing portion of your blood. Now, PRP activates your stem cells by giving your stem cells growth factors to help the stem cells grow, and it also helps increase the number of stem cells. Traditionally, in Texas, if you were to have a child today, the state of Texas always asks you, do you want to store their umbilical blood? The answer should be yes, because number one, it's not expensive to store their umbilical blood, but the umbilical blood is probably the best health insurance plan that you have going for you. You see, if your 10-year-old grandchild is running and falls and injures their knee, immediately millions of stem cells show up in the knee. The They assess the damage, and then they said, boy, this is pretty bad. We're going to need some cartilage, some tendon, some bone, some muscle, and some blood vessels to fix the problem. And the stem cells will then, some of them will become bone, some of them will become tendon, some of them will become cartilage, some of them will become muscle and fix the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 60 and you fall and injure your knee, a few hundred stem cells show up, and there ain't enough of them to fix anything. Not only that, that stem cells that you get from the umbilical blood, 5-10 years from now, they'll be able to take one stem cells and generate a new heart for you, a new kidney, a new lungs, because they've already cloned animals from stem cells. And what's really nice about it is that if you have a grandchild that you have umbilical blood saved, there's a good chance that grandma or mom and dad will be a match for that child's stem cells. All right? So that's why it's very important. But PRP, so it activates your stem cells by increasing the number of stem cells and increasing how they function, make them young and healthier. So we take PRP from your blood, we put it all over your body, wherever you need it. So if you have pain in your knee, we could put stem cells in your PRP or stem cells in your knee, and it will help your knee. If you have pain in your shoulder, in your back, in your hands, it doesn't matter, we put it in. And so we use PRP for the vampire facelift. So if someone comes in and they need to rejuvenate their face, we can actually put fillers in their face with the Juvederm or Radius, or we could put fat in the face and then augment it with stem cells. We can even augment it with PRP, as in a vampire facelift. And so you'll find that your face will grow younger and healthier. It will help rejuvenate your face, increase your fat, make your skin feel smoother, and makeup go on nicer. It will get rid of wrinkles. Your face will look wonderful from it. But we also use PRP for hair regrow. So if you are losing hair, we can either use PRP or laser for hair regrow, and they both work well to do that. So that's very good. But we also use PRP for other things. We use PRP for our sexual health program for people who we use the called P-shot or Piper shot to help improve the function of your penis and if you have erectile dysfunction. And we use it for the O-shot in women who have problem with orgasm or lubrication or pain with sex or urine incontinence. The O-shot we use in PRP helps those people. We also use it to stimulate the nipples so the nipples have more sensation. And we also use it for the vampire breast lift to help with the wrinkles in your breast. So we use PRP for a lot of things. And in aesthetics, PRP is wonderful for lots of things. We also use PRP when we do the microneedling with collagen pen. We use that and we spread the PRP on the skin, and that helps the skin look even better. All right? So that's PRP. Now we also do something called the Y-lift. The Y-lift is a facelift in a bottle. Traditionally, most people when their face starts losing volume, they go into the doctor and we put some fillers in the fat. All right? But all it does is stretch the skin out and it doesn't stay in good shape, and a lot of times you can feel where the fillers were placed. You know? But if you went to a doctor and he wanted to augment your breast, does he put the implant in the fat, or does he put it under the muscle? He puts it under the muscle because under the muscle it holds its position a lot better and it's a lot firmer, and it, you know, you can't tell because of that. Well, the Y-lift is along the same principles. It's putting fillers under the muscle, between the muscle and the bone. And when you do it, it becomes like the marble in the rug. And as the marble in the rug, it just distends the face out and gives the face the volume that it has. And no one will ever know that you had fillers in your face, because it will be very smooth. It will look very, very natural. And your face will look better than if you even had a facelift, because you are revolumizing. You are putting volume back in the face the natural way, so your face will look better than if you had a facelift, and it would be a lot less expensive than a face. So we also do the Wylif, and we use fillers. We usually use Juvederm, Voluma, and Ultra for it. And we find that, that actually makes your face look really, really good. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. We are listening to Aesthetics NU. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, all the other bookstores, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. And when you go through that, you will get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Feel29.com. Once again, we're talking about aesthetics and you. We've already talked about tickle lipo. We've talked about PRP. We've talked about fat transfers. We've talked about Wylif and microneedling. Well, let's talk about laser. You know, we use Cyton laser, but laser is a wonderful thing. It's a great way to detox the skin because a laser removes dead skin from the skin. You know, if you have a dry leaf and you try to put oils on a dry leaf, it doesn't change anything, does it? So when you use a laser, it gets rid of the dry part of the leaf, and underneath it is a green leaf that can now absorb all the things you want to do. So for the Cyton laser, we do several things on the face and the body. The first one we try to do is the photofacial. Now, the photofacial, typically it's about the equivalent of having three microdermabrasions on your face. We usually go down about 10 microns deep, and it cleans off all the dead skin, and it literally gets rid of a lot of the blemishes on the skin. All right? That's the photofacial. Then we go to the microlaser peel. The microlaser peel is a little deeper than the photofacial. It goes down from 10 to 20 to 30 microns deep. And that helps smoothen the skin out, get rid of the pores, makes the pores better. And it also makes things go on your face so much nicer and gives your face that glow. Right? It also gets rid of some of the impurities that's just under the skin that hasn't really made it to the surface yet. The third thing we do on the face is profraction. Profraction is much deeper. For that, we go down 300, 400, 500 microns deep in the skin, to the level where you have the roots of the hair and the collagen. And what that helps is it helps regrow collagen so that you have less volume loss by increasing the collagen in your face and helps get rid of wrinkles. It's also deep enough to get rid of acne scars. And deep enough, sometimes we may have to go a little bit deeper to get rid of smoker's line from around the lips and the mouth. And if we add a little bit of coagulation to it, we can also help with below the eyes and around the eyes, also using that. All right, so for the face, we can do all three of those, the photofacial, the microlaser peel, and then the profraction. Now, we also can do something called skin tightening, which actually tightens the skin. We use skin tightening for the neck, for the face. We can also use for the abdomen if you have some stretch marks and things like that. We combine that with microneedling, and it helps a lot with stretch marks and of the abdomen. All right? So that's some of the things that we do with laser. We also use photofacial for the décolleté, the chest. We use it for the arms and legs, just in case you have a lot of sun damage to the arms and to the chest. We do that. Of course, we can also do hair removal and all of that stuff. But in general, we do a lot of the laser thing. And pretty soon we're going to be getting a new laser called a Diva that will help with vaginal rejuvenation, which would actually make the vaginal walls tighter, help with vaginal secretion, help with sensation, vaginal sensation, and make your vaginal area younger and healthier. And then while we're doing that, we can also go to the labia, the outside, and actually make the outside nice and tiny and tidy looking, and just make the package look a lot better than it used to look, so it doesn't sag and look like old and tired. So those are some of the things that we can do with the laser. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. We were talking about aesthetics and you. The phone number to call in, 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, all the other bookstores, including Amazon. It's also available online at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the web at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. All right? So this is Dr. Vernon Williams. I want you to have a wonderful evening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.